You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, Days fans. It's Belinda from Soap Dirt, and I want to talk about the upcoming marriage of Maggie Horton Kitayakis to creepy Constantine Meliones. Given the recent disturbing update about his last wife, we have to worry and wonder whether he's planning to do something really bad to Maggie after she marries him. Is Maggie marked for death as part of Constantine's diabolical revenge and gold-digging plan? So, you know, subscribe if you haven't. Let's talk about it. Ever since Constantine showed up in Salem, more and more has come out about him, and really none of it's good. It's like peeling back the layers of an onion and finding it rotten underneath. We know he's grieving the death of his daughter Katerina from years back, but we don't know who killed her or if Constantine himself played a role in her death. He wants to blame John Black and Steve Johnson for his daughter's death, but no one knows for sure if John did it. Of course, John assumes the worst and thinks he killed the young woman, but he doesn't remember doing the deed. And back then, Steve Johnson was the handler of the pawn, but he also doesn't know John pulled the trigger. He only came in after the fact and, you know, saw evidence that pointed that way, but he doesn't know. So Constantine also assumed the worst, and he's determined to punish John for killing Katerina and Steve for facilitating it. I know many fans suspect that Constantine himself might have played a role in the death of his daughter, and maybe that could be. Remember, he was into some sketchy stuff, and there was a faction of the Greek mafia after him for debts not too long ago until Maggie paid them off. So realistically, Constantine might have had another enemy back in the day that came after his daughter and killed her to punish him. I suspect Marlena is going to help John recover some of his memories from Aria, and will eventually find out that he did not kill Katerina. But that's a problem for another day. Right now, the problem we have is Constantine has visa issues and Maggie is desperate to help him solve it. So on a recent episode of Days of Our Lives, Maggie got the bad news that her lawyers couldn't clear up his visa issues. And that left one option to keep him in town, a green card marriage. And of course, that's what Constantine was hoping for. I wouldn't be surprised, honestly, if he somehow had created this visa crisis, you know, using some contacts he had or something to try and force Maggie's hand because he wasn't getting anywhere on his own, because it's a pretty convenient timing, right? So at the same time Maggie was getting news about the visa problem, Constantine was tearing up his room at the mansion, desperate to find the pawn card. And John Black was waiting on info from Greece about Constantine's first wife, the woman who was Katerina's mother. Her fate sounds quite sketchy, and it does not bode well for Maggie's ongoing good health, I think. Don't forget that Constantine's got more than one grudge that he's in Salem looking for payback about. One of them is John's alleged slaying of Constantine's daughter, very understandable. And another is Constantine's grudge against Victor Kitayakis. He feels entitled to a big chunk of Victor's estate because of their past involvement. There was this issue of, if I'm recalling it correctly, Constantine's father supposedly loaned Victor money that he used to launch Titan. I don't know if he paid it back. I can't remember that part. And then Victor supposedly loaned Constantine money to start his tavern in Greece. And with Victor Kitayakis gone, it's just a matter of deciding who to believe and what versions of the event is the truth. You know that saying, there's three sides to every story, your side, my side, and the truth. I really doubt that Constantine's version is the unvarnished truth. That guy is sketchy with a capital S. And based on spoilers for next week, it seems like Constantine is getting closer to both of the things, achieving both the things on his revenge checklist. Maggie, for some reason I do not understand, wants him to stick around Salem. So after her lawyers couldn't find a loophole, Maggie went and proposed to Constantine. He tricked her into that, let's be real. Hopefully she'll ask for a prenup to be signed, but I expect him to find a loophole or to try and wiggle his way out of it. Or maybe he'll set up the prenup so it only applies if there is a divorce, but not in the case of death. In his twisted mind, Constantine really thinks he's owed a chunk of Kitayaka's cash. That's why he and Teresa Donovan have been doing the gold digging thing, and it seems like both of them are going to score. I don't think Alex Kitayaka's will hold out much longer and may propose to her. And Constantine, of course, manipulated Maggie into proposing to him. So, of course, he says yes. And spoilers for Friday say the two discuss their upcoming wedding. And then spoilers for next week, on Thursday, April 25th, which coincidentally is the first day of sweeps, Maggie shocks Sarah Horton and Xander Cook when she tells them she is going to marry Constantine. That same day, Constantine takes steps to try and foul up the longstanding friendship between Steve and John. So if he can break them apart, it'll make it easier for him to take them down. I expected him to use the pawn card maybe to order John to kill Steve so Steve would be dead and John would go to prison, kind of perfect revenge. But Thomas DeMera took the card, and until Constantine figures it out and gets it back, he's going to have to resort to old-fashioned deceit and trickery to try and break up Steve and John's bromance. As for Maggie, I am very worried about what happens to her after she says, "I do," at the altar with Constantine. Remember, John just found out that Constantine's first wife mysteriously vanished. She signed divorce papers, then vanished off the face of the earth, never to be seen again anywhere. So I wonder if that's because Constantine maybe would have had to pay alimony or child support or something, and maybe he killed her to get out of it. In that same vein, I mean, let's be real. As long as Maggie's alive, Constantine will have access to almost none of Victor's fortune. You know, maybe Maggie gives him an allowance, but otherwise, Constantine doesn't have access to the money that he thinks he's owed. So I'm very worried, Xander and Sarah should be too, that Constantine might do something to Maggie so that he inherits her fortune. I mean, I guess we need to wait and see what they say about a prenup, and if Constantine tries to get her to write a new will or something, or hell, I mean, he could forge a will saying he gets everything if she dies. I don't trust this guy, and neither should Maggie, but I feel like maybe she's just lonely, and that's why she's letting things get out of hand and she's gotten too reliant on him. Victor would turn over in his grave if he knew Maggie was going to marry that man that he despised. And I really hope someone stops this wedding before they say I do, because Maggie deserves so much better than Constantine. So what do you think? Does Constantine have murder on his mind after this marriage? Will he kill Maggie to get his hands on Kitayaka's cash? We'll have to wait and see, but I cannot imagine anything good is going to come from this. Drop your comments, subscribe if you haven't, and come back soon, because we are here talking Days of Our Lives 7 days a week on your Top Soap Spoilers channel, and I'm your host, Belinda from Soap Dirt.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast, because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.